our earth, and our health has been destroyed by devious men who designed a communication system to ensure we all die early. You think their rush to automate means anything but that? It ain't about the dollars and cents when it comes to these megalomaniacal men who want to be gods. And they don't need us anymore. As long as they have their paid minions who will do what they're told, the vast billions who they consider in excess, they will deal with in due time. We cannot leave our lives to these people. We cannot leave the earth to them. And it can be nothing but us reclaiming our bodies, this bit of earth we walk around in, that can stop them. No marching and rallies and protests and saying, let us fix it for you, is gonna stop them. All that means is that we fight for ourselves for a little better piece of the pie and let our brothers and sisters die. That's unacceptable. Nikola Tesla designed us the means to get free. All the ancestors are with us. We do not walk alone. Even when it seems so, even when it seems the panopticon is working at full efficiency, we do not walk alone. And it's time for us to realize that in reality, in concrete, physical joining of hands. Realize their gift and thank them for it. So we have had our communication system designed by people who don't even want us around. Is it any wonder it's killing us ultimately, if not now? But it's gonna be us, we, the people, who invent and install the alternative, a communications network that doesn't hurt us, far from we being arbitrary as Kissinger suggests we are, unleashed from power's bonds. It is the restlessness of the global statesman with an abyss of neediness for a soul that is ruthlessly arbitrary.